And if you're gonna stick around, Counselor, we can, after the hearing's over, it shouldn't be too quick of a, but you can meet everybody then.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, great, thanks. Okay, we're ready.
Good evening and welcome everyone to the Special Permit and License Board meeting for February 4th, 2026. We can have the roll call, please.
Yes, Amin.
Here.
Bozeman.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Hatfield.
Here.
Kubacek.
Here.
Ryan. And just so the board is aware, there was an email from member McCullough who had surgery
today,
and so that's why he's not here. He's just recuperating, so.
Perfect. We'll go ahead and approve that absence. This time, we're going to move on to the approval of the minutes from the December 17th, 2025 meeting. Can I have a motion, please? Can you say it with your mic on?
I did.
So moved.
Perfect. Second?
Second.
Perfect. All in favor, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Seeing none, motion passes. This time, we're going to move on to public hearing and new business. It's a new hotel and restaurant liquor license for Osaka, Denver. Perfect. If y'all just want to stay tight real quick, and then I'll call you up in a moment. If we can go ahead and get that read into the record, please.
Yes. Again, this public hearing was scheduled for the board to consider this an application from Osaka, Denver, LLC. Their business address is 14345 Orchard Parkway, Suite 100. The property is zoned PUD, which is Planned Unit Development, and the sale of alcoholic beverages by the drink for on-premise consumption is an allowed use. Notice of this hearing was published on the city website on January 23rd, and the property has been posted with signage to notify passersby of the date and time of this hearing for more than 10 days preceding tonight. The designated neighborhood boundaries for the petitioning were on the north, 149th Avenue extended, on the south, 142nd Avenue extended, on the west, Mariposa Court, and on the east, I-25. Surveying was completed by Liquor Pros, and a report of the results together with the map showing where petitioning was conducted are attached. I did not include the entire survey signature pages because it's a 99% needs and desires finding. There are 18 hotel, restaurant, liquor licenses within the designated neighborhood that include Westminster Marriott Courtyard, Sugar Fire Smokehouse, Snooze, P.F. Chang's, Chipotle Mexican Grill, Postino Wine Cafe, Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar, Happy Sumo, Elevated Q, Red Robin American Gourmet Burger, Mount Fuji Hibachi, Asti di Italia, Fa Lee, Three Margaritas, Lost Chop House, Volcano Ramen, Who Hot Mongolian Grill, and Aloft Denver North. There has not been a denial of a hotel restaurant liquor license application at this location or within 500 feet of it within the preceding 2 years. A report from the police department is not included in your packet. Detective Gordner is gonna share with you that information. And I submit this information for the record.
Perfect. Any questions on the report? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and enter that into the evidence. Go ahead and raise your right hand.
Let me explain first. So we did not receive the full packet to do the background check. So we will still need to go through and complete that. However, depending upon the board's approval or rejection tonight, if the board approves and something comes back on the background that would cause question, then we can always bring that back before the board.
So we can make a motion pending background check is what I would suggest.
Right. Yeah. And there have been times before where like the background, the fingerprinting hasn't, you know, been here before the thing. And so it's kind of
it just delays it right now. Part of this is we're working with a new
licensing
portal system that we're both still trying to figure out how it works.
I used to do background checks, and you're just waiting. So
yes.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So no report from you then?
Correct.
Perfect. At this time, we'll move on to the survey report. It was in favor 99%, 1% opposed. After looking at it, that one person that opposed it gave no reason. So does anybody have any questions on the survey report? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and accept that into the evidence, and we'll ask the applicant to come forward.
And just, they did share with me that there's a little bit of a English. I mean, I feel like they speak pretty good English, so, you know.
No worries, just we'll go slow. If we talk too fast, because I like to talk fast, tell me to slow it. Yeah. Multi-talented counselor. Perfect. If you want to raise your right hand, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is true and complete? Perfect. One at a time, if you want to state your first name, your last name, and your spell your last name and your address for the record, and you can put your hand down now.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
My first name is Bill. My first name
is the microphone.
It's okay. It's actually above, so you should be okay.
Your address.
The address is Yumi, our living address, right? Okay. Yeah. 8432 East Long Avenue, Centennial, Colorado, 80112.
Perfect. Thank you. And is the address is the same for both of you?
Yes.
Perfect. We'll go ahead and just enter both of those as the same address. Now, if you want to tell us a little bit about why you're here, what you're looking for, kind of what about your restaurant, what alcohol you're going to be serving, you know, just any information you think that would help us tonight make a decision.
Why we're here, it's...
And I can repeat any of that if you want me to.
Okay. We're here, the reason it is we own the new restaurant at the 14345 Orchard Parkway, and we want to apply the liquor license for that restaurant. For here is do the hearing for applying liquor license today. Yeah, that's why we're here. And for that restaurant, we want to do the alcohol, like the sake, beers, and some of the hard liquors. Yeah.
And will you be serving wine?
Yeah, sorry, I forgot. The white
that's
wine,
okay.
Red wine.
Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about how are you going to serve the alcohol? Who's serving it? What their training is?
Yeah, I will be training them, like them before they serving the alcohol to the customer, must be check the ID first, make sure their age is over 21, and after that, we can bring the alcohol to the customer.
Perfect.
Yeah, must be check the ID first.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Mm-hmm. At this time, we're gonna open it up for the board to answer any questions, or ask any questions.
This is Board Member Hatfield. How many people are you able to serve? What is the capacity of the restaurant? Number of people you can serve.
Occupancy, do you know what the occupancy is?
I think it's around 100.
Thank you.
No more than 100.
Yeah, probably more than 100.
No more
than 100, sorry. Yeah.
And how many people are you going to have working on one shift? And one day, serving alcohol.
Maybe five.
as a chef, right?
Yes. Is the chef going to be serving alcohol?
No, sir.
How many people in the front of the restaurant?
I think including the bar manager should be 5 to 8. Yeah.
5 to 8?
No, not including the sushi chefs. Only the servers and the bar manager.
Okay.
And the bartenders.
Uh-huh. And they're all going to be trained?
Of course.
Yeah, everybody in the front. In restaurant business, the front of the house, everybody in the front of the house is going to be trained?
Of course, for sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever taken a certification or class on liquor licensing or liquor, how to serve liquor? How to serve alcohol?
Have you taken training?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What type of training?
Responsible vendor training, maybe.
I take a training at the Vail.
Yeah.
About 2018.
Okay. Yeah. So if it's in 2018, I recommend you retaking it again.
Yeah, I know.
Because a lot has changed in the past 8 years.
We also take a training before our restaurant opened, 2021.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
Because we have the other Asaka Danfer LLC in Centennial. Yeah.
Okay.
When we apply the liquor license at that location, we both of them take the training. Yeah.
No worries. I just recommend you retake it every couple years.
Yeah.
Because a lot of things change.
I think we have enough experience for the. Yeah.
We will take more.
Yeah. No worries. And I got one more question. Have you ever had a violation in the past? Have you ever gotten in trouble for over-serving serving someone underage? No.
We
start to 2017.
Okay.
I think our first business is no any happen.
Okay. Any other questions from the board? Seeing none, is there anyone in the public who would like to speak for or against this license? Seeing none, we'll close the public portion of this hearing and open up for any board discussion and or a motion. Just make sure the motion's pending background check.
And Mr. Chairman, is there such thing as a conditional approval?
Yes.
All right, well then I move that we... that the board do a conditional approval pending the resolution of the background check.
Isn't that the same thing?
No, but that's fine.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Perfect. Roll call vote, please.
Amin?
Yes.
Bozeman?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Hatfield?
Yes.
Kubitschek?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
Perfect. Congratulations. Your motion passed, so you get a liquor license. So congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate
you bet. And thank y'all for coming in.
Thank you.
Mary Joy will reach out to you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Once everything comes back, you're welcome. Yeah, good luck.
Thank you for everybody. Thank you.
Perfect. At this time, we're going to move on to any miscellaneous business and reports.
So right now, on February 17th, we are...
Is
it the 18th? Sorry. That is the hearing that we have reserved for those massage parlor license issues. When I had spoken with Prosecutor Kenny... He is still in conversation with them, so I'll keep you posted. I think at this point, if they're not ready to go, that would be a determination for the board to make whether they would want to continue it one more time. But he has says they're working on it. So there's I don't have anything definite yet, so I'm still planning on that for that hearing to take place that day. I do have... I've had a couple calls for new applications. I haven't received the applications yet. So the next possibility at this point would be for that March hearing date.
March 4th.
The March 4th, I wouldn't be able to do that. I don't have the 30 days required by the state to schedule something, so it would be that second hearing in March, which I want to say is the 17th or the 18th. Let me get to 18th. My calendar. Do you 18th. Know it already? Is it the 18th?
Well, if it's okay. March 4th, 14 days from March 4th, it's March 18th.
Yeah, so that would be...
You can go ahead and leave. You don't have to stay unless you want to stay, but you're more than welcome to go home. You bet. Thank you.
I'll be in touch with you as soon as I hear anything. Thank you. Yeah. So that would be the next possible hearing date if I do receive an application in the next week. So perfect. That's all I have.
Perfect.
I just want to let you know that I will be gone that week of February 16th.
Okay.
But I'll be here for March 4th.
Okay. And I did want to introduce our two new members that were sworn in at the first of the year, Julie Bozeman and Deb Kubitschek. This is their first hearing. If you have any hearings, feel free to, you know, ask. And as soon as you get comfortable and you have any questions to ask, feel free to chime in on any of these licenses.
Some of the licensees know what they're doing and they're comfortable. Some of them, I try to lead them in the right direction. So I ask a little bit more open questions, you know, at the beginning just to help everybody out, you know. So
yes, and just for this last one, just so you're aware that, I mean, it was a misstep on ours with our new licensing portal. That was my fault. I didn't share that with them soon enough. But these people were previous licensees. They did hold a license in Centennial. And so,
Look like an issue.
Yeah, right? They've been very responsive to the things that I need to get the packet to this point. And like I said, once Troy gets the information on the portal, he can conduct that background investigation. And I'm hoping that there's not any issues that show up. And the state license has not been issued yet at this point either. So just so you all know that.
Perfect. Thank you.
That's all I have.
And then we've got Councilor Johnson.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm so sorry, Counselor. Please come on up to the dais.
You get to speak on that side now.
Never have.
Right? So Counselor Johnson is our second newest city council member now.
Yeah, second.
Yeah. You know, so welcome. He's our new council liaison.
Generally what happens, we see the counselor for about 3 or 4 meetings.
Wow. So, and then they disappear and we never see him again.
That's a good thing. That means that you're not doing no problems. Right? I plan to stick around.
But you're welcome anytime.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Speak for yourself. No, I'm just kidding. I love Jack.
I appreciate you all serving. It's an important role. I know this is one of the busier bodies, so I appreciate y'all taking time, you know, 2 times a month more.
Yes.
Yeah.
And usually we have a full, complete packet with
yeah, no worries.
Before we get to this point. So that was a misstep. So
yeah, no worries.
But if anybody's ever got questions for Councilor Johnson, you know, he's always available. Feel free to ask him.
Yeah, always. I appreciate it.
If you want to blow him up, I've got his phone number.
Yeah, it's on the city website, actually. So.
Oh, is it? Oh, so that's good to know because I won't give it to anybody.
No, it's on the city website. Anyone can call me. Thank you all. Yeah.
You bet. Thank you all. Any questions, comments, concerns?
Motion to adjourn.
This meeting is adjourned at 6:26.
No.
Jory, you can't leave at 9 o'clock. Neville, you're excused.